One of the tech that I'm looking at right now, actually in the middle of at home, is we've done away with our paid Minecraft server that we logged into, that the kids had access to. And, you know, like when I was traveling for work, I'd be in a hotel room, we'd log into the server together, and I'd be on the phone with my kid, and, you know, for like an hour while I'm at home, or while they're at home and I'm in the hotel, we could play Minecraft together. Just that little way of connecting remotely. But I'm using a Raspberry Pi to set up my own at-home dual Minecraft server. One for access through our PCs, and one for Pocket Edition. So the server is running the software for both. And once it's set up, no matter where we are, we'll be able to log into our home Minecraft server.
Nice.
And have our own world and all that kind of stuff. But that way the kids have full access to it. They can have, you know, give the login to their friends. It'll be behind the security features of our network, so it's safe and secure that way. But
so you get to select who joins the server.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But also because it has the ability to do the Pocket Edition server, it means that on their phones, they can also stay connected as well.
Oh, nice.
So now, so that's what I'm working on at home. The software is installed. I'm just configuring it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how it would run on the Raspberry Pi. Because
that's immediately what's coming to mind. Cause I'm like, okay, Raspberry Pi, unless you've got a four, you're dealing with 1 gig of RAM.
It's a 3B plus. And I thought for sure it would be laggy.
Yeah.
But it's not.
What about world gen? So if you fly across the world, is it
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
So, I'm working through the process of setting it up, but as far as running it on the Pi, it runs okay. There doesn't seem to be any server lag, with one of us joining.
Yep.
It'll be, you know, the true test will be when we add 4, 5, 6 people remotely logging in.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes. But I was going to do it with, my Odroid.
Yeah.
That
was an XU4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I decided to give it a try with the Raspberry Pi just because of the power usage.
Yeah,
it's a little bit lower, and I had an extra Pi kicking around.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the project that I'm working on right now, and if it works and it runs well, then maybe we'll do it as a feature for the show.
That'd be awesome. So Pi 3B Plus is limited to 1 gig of RAM versus an XU4, which has 2 gigs of RAM.
Right.
The 3B Plus also is limited to an SD card, which is shared on the USB bus.
Correct.
So it's a little bit slow.
Yeah.
Whereas the XU4 has the MMC.
Yes.
So I think if you have like a not latency, but issues with world gen, I think maybe the XU4 might help solve that. But also, if you wanted to upgrade to a Pi 4, you can get up to 8 gigs of RAM.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
See, I just had my birthday last week. And the great thing about being not a kid anymore when it comes to birthdays is people are like, I don't know what to give you. I just gave you cash. So it's like, I've got all this cash, and they're like, use it for something you want. And I'm like, yes, single board computer.
You want to know what's interesting though, in along those lines, like there's so much work to set it up and get it working. Well, the people that created, I always have trouble with it, Balena Etcher, Balena.
Yep.
So the tool that we use to image our SD cards and the EMMC.
Great program, by the way.
Yeah. They also have Balena Minecraft.
What?
Yeah. So they've created an image which is available through their GitHub. And I'll post the links below. But with Balena Minecraft, they've optimized it to run as well as can be.
Oh.
As a Minecraft server for Raspberry Pi. It's a server for Raspberry Pi. Now, but they do warn that 1 gig of RAM, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you'll encounter, because the fear that I have with a 3B plus is the minimum system requirements for Minecraft as a server is 1 gig.
Right.
Well, if you only have 1 gig, where's the overhead for your operating system and everything else that's running, right? So that's where the Pi 4 comes in with 8 gigs of RAM.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to try it on the Raspberry
Pi and
see if it worked. But if it doesn't work out, then I'll go to the XU4 and maybe I'll spend that birthday money on
the
Pi 4.
And then get an Argon 1.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
It'd be awesome.
It's like, the possibilities are endless. It's good.
What do you guys think? Give them a thumbs up, will you?